Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. Reading this morning again from Charles Spurgeon on in his 30-day devotional treasury on prayer. Day 17, hindrances to prayer. And the scripture verse is, so that nothing will hinder your prayers, in 1 Peter 3:7. Prayer is a most precious thing, for it is the channel by which priceless blessings come to believers and the window through which their needs are supplied by a gracious God. Prayer is the vessel that trades with heaven and comes home from the celestial country laden with treasures of far greater worth than ever Spanish galleon brought from the land of gold. It is so invaluable that the danger of hindering it is used by Peter as a motive why, in marriage relationships and household concerns, husbands and wives should behave in such a way that they're united. Did you hear what that said?
Yes.
That they're united prayers. That means together. That means husband and wives together should be praying together with one mind and in prayer to God. Here's what it says. Husbands and wives should behave in such a way that their united prayers be not hindered. Anything that hinders prayer must be wrong. If anything regarding the family is injuring or our power in prayer, there is an urgent demand for change. It says there is an urgent demand for change. Husband and wife should pray together as joint heirs of grace, and any behavior or attitude or habit that hinders this is evil. Prayer is a true gauge of spiritual power. To restrain prayer is a dangerous and deadly tendency. This is a faithful saying. What you are upon your knees, you are really before your God. What the Pharisee and the publican were in prayer was the true criterion of their spiritual state. Luke 18:10-14. You may maintain a decent rapport among men, but it is a small matter to be judged of man's judgment, for men see only the surface, while the Lord's eyes pry into the recesses of the soul. If he sees that you are prayerless, he makes small account of your attendance at religious meetings or your loud spiritual words. If you are a man of earnest prayer, and especially if the spirit of prayer is in you, so that your heart habitually talks with God, things are right with you. I have to think of the, in German it says, ein gerechtes Gebet macht viel, wenn es menschlich ist. Maybe I can't even say it in English. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And a gerechtes Gebet vermag viel, wenn es menschlich ist. You know, if we are reading out of a book, a prayer, and I'm not against those prayers in the book. They're beautiful prayers. But you know, if we are reading someone else's prayer, I don't care if the prayer was just said yesterday and recorded. If we are reading someone else's prayer, it's not coming from our heart. Our prayer needs to flow from our heart. It needs to flow from my heart to God's heart. And that's why it talks about the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Because a righteous man will pray. A righteous man knows the heart of God. He has read the Bible. He knows what God's will is for our life because he has read God's word. He has communion with God. And therefore, a righteous man will pray in such a way that God will answer. God answers a righteous man's prayer because the prayer is in tune with God. But if this is not the case, reading on now, but if this is not, maybe I should go back a little bit. If you are a man of earnest prayer, and especially if the spirit of prayer is in you, so that your heart habitually talks with God, things are right with you. But if this is not the case, and your prayers are hindered, there is something in your spiritual system that needs to be ejected, or something lacking that needs to be supplied. Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4:23. And living prayers are among the wellspring. If your prayers are... Okay, let me ask you a question. How is your prayer life? Does God answer your prayer? Do you pray from your heart? Or are you always reading other people's prayers? Can you speak to God from your heart? And like we said here a few days ago, I believe we were talking about Jeremiah, how somebody asked, the king asked him a question, and immediately a silent prayer went up to God for wisdom in how to answer the king. And it didn't take long. It was just a quick silent prayer, but it was a prayer that God heard. And many times we can do the same thing. And we're in communication, and all of a sudden we just need an extra unction from God, and we quickly ask God, hey, what should I say? How should I say it? Help me. Help me, Lord. I need your help. And, God answers those kinds of prayers. He's interested in those kind of things. And so my question again is, does God answer your prayer? And if not, what is hindering it? Is it because your prayers are not coming from your heart? You know, if we are in deep anguish of our soul, and we are in deep turmoil or whatever it may be, we can be on our knees and we can be crying out to God, and we can just, words are just not sufficient. And we can just be there in anguish of our soul, and God understands that. But it needs to be a deep, it needs to be a communication with God. And I know I've experienced sometimes already where I've run out of words. I mean, I was just deep in prayer and ran out of words. And because, God is an awesome God. And as we're in front of, as we come before God, and, it's not wrong to, as we pray, to stop and meditate and allow God to speak in our hearts. Just stop a little bit and see what God has to say. Sometimes we talk so much. I'm not a very talkative person myself, but I've seen people talk and talk and talk and talk, and the other person that he's talking to hardly gets even a chance to put in one word. And who's going to learn the most, the one that's listening or the one that's talking? Well, I'm sure sometimes we do learn by talking, but we do learn a lot by listening too. And so it's important that as we talk to God, that we are not only saying words back to God, but that we are listening. And many examples in the Word of God when somebody prayed, they prayed scripture. And they used scripture in their prayer. And that's right and good. So let us learn to be in communion with God. Let us talk to God and allow God to speak to us. There was, I'm not sure if it was Spurgeon or who it was, but he said he is too busy not to spend time in prayer. In other words, to spend, if you're extremely busy, an hour in prayer will help you through the day, can help you through the day, and it is an hour that is very well spent. So to say that you're too busy for prayer is just not right, because the more we are in communion with God, I believe the smoother and the more effective we can be. The smoother our work may go, and the more effective we can be, you know, more effective and efficient we can be in our work. Because, you know, God wants us to spend time with Him. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, You see the hindrances to prayer in my life. And I just come before You this morning in the name of Jesus. And I repent of my sin. And I desire to give my heart to You alone. To You alone, O God, do I give my heart. It is Lord, as I can see in my own life, Lord, that I'm not as prayer, I'm not in prayer like I should be. I might have a lot of hindrances to prayer, and Lord, I pray that You would show me what is really hindering my prayer, hindering our prayer as husband and wife. I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that You would show all the listeners what is hindering their prayers. Father, this morning we do thank You for hearing our prayers. Thank You for caring. And I pray, dear God, for each one of the listeners out there this morning that they could be drawn closer to God through prayer. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We commit it into Your hand. In His name, amen. All right. Well, God bless you, and have a great day. I look forward to seeing what God has for us tomorrow morning again. So may God be with you.